Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate so very much. Steve, you're reading the scriptures for us this morning. Tommy, you're welcoming everybody here. We're thankful to be here today, aren't we? We're glad. It's good to see you over there, Tommy Dahmer. And certainly, the Pattersons are here today, and we're thrilled to death. Doug, God, we have prayed for him morning, noon, and night, haven't we? God's heard our prayers, and thank you, Lord. We're so grateful for that. All of you that are here that you've been sick and you're better now and you're back out, keep praying for all those that are sick. My job is to preach the Word. What I want to do is to try to do everything I possibly can to get you and me ready to meet God. Now, different sermons have different effects on different people. And all I want to do is preach the truth. And I hope and pray that this morning that you'll listen and you'll understand that where we're really coming from is what we want to do is to preach and teach God's will. And one thing that is very clear, let me put that out in the very beginning. You cannot, you will not, you never will be able to please God without faith in Him. And to add to that, you cannot, you will not, none of us are going to make it if we don't believe that He is a rewarder of faith. Blessings and curses. I want this morning to talk with you about that subject. The blessings of God as well as the cursings of God. Now in Hebrews chapter 11, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And as Steve read the passage, drop down to verse 6. For without faith, now listen to it. That's what the Bible says. For without faith, it is impossible. What? It just won't be done. It is absolutely impossible. If we do not believe, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But then, we must believe that He is. And that not only He is, but He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Two things. Blessings from God. To whom? To those who believe God. And those who know that God will reward them for seeking Him. Now, let me tell you, we're going to talk about the three different dispensations of man this morning. And I want to just bring to your mind real clear that in every dispensation that man has been dealt with by God, you can rest assured these two principles are there. That if you listen, if you obey God, you will be blessed. You will be rewarded. God says it. I believe it. I know it's true. However, if you reject God, you will not listen to Him. You will not pay any attention to what God says with regards to your own life. You keep in that direction. You die in that condition. God says in His Word that you'll be lost. You'll be condemned. You'll never reach heaven. Now, that's really plain speaking. But that's what the Bible is all about. Now, the Bible clearly states that a person who hears obeys, but it also says that if you don't obey, you will be punished. The Bible tells us that this is God's truth. Somebody says that's not realistic. You know, the idea a lot of people is when you study the Old Testament, the old law was a God that was described as being very judgmental, fearful God, but not true under the New Testament. Under the New Testament, there are people that will tell you, you don't have to do anything God's done at all. Well, He surely has done everything that He needs to do, His part. But what does the Bible say in Hebrews 11, verse 6? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Where'd that faith come from? From reading the Scriptures, Romans 10, 17. So then faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. But it also tells us that indeed God is. And He's the same. Now, for example, the opposite of hot is what? Cold. Everybody knew that. And the opposite of good and good is evil. And we know that. Well, if you accept one, why wouldn't you accept the other? Surely when we go to the Scriptures, there are blessings that God's promised, and then there are the cursings that God will bring upon those who are destroyed. Now, let me give you an illustration. In the sixth chapter of the Word of God, in the sixth chapter of Joshua, you remember where the Joshua was told to go around and march around the walls of Jericho. God's going to do something. He's going to bless those that do His will, but He's also going to bring to naught those who will not do His will. You remember how that Joshua and the children of Israel were told to go around the city once, twice, through on the third day, fourth day, fifth day, 6 days. Now, six times they've marched, one time, but on the seventh day, God told them to march around that wall, and guess what happens? As they walked around that wall, the Bible says, the walls fell down. But there was a woman that was saved. Everybody else lost. 13 times the children of Israel marched around the walls of Jericho. And what happened to the walls? They fell. Why? Because they were doing what God told them. When God says something to man, He expects him to hear. He expects him to do so. But there was a woman whose name was Rahab, and she'd done something very favorable for the children of God. Guess what? Later on, she marries one of the princes of Judah, and she took her place in the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Rahab is referred to as being the wife of Salmon. She became the mother of Boaz, who married Ruth, from whose son, Obed, Jesse, the father of David, came, through whose the lineage of Jesus. Friends, let me tell you, right there you can see He's going to destroy those that won't listen to Him, that won't pay any attention to Him. And now let me give you another illustration. In Romans chapter 1, 17 through 18, after Paul has just said that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, but it's only the gospel of God unto salvation of those that believe it and that obey it. Why? And Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. What is the gospel? But who doesn't believe it? What's going to happen? For the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And then he adds, for in it the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. God will make you righteous and right when you hear the gospel of Christ and you obey the gospel. But the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. On the one hand, God's mercy is offered. And surely when people obey Him, He'll do what He said He will do. But those people who will not obey Him, those people who are stubborn, those people that are rebellious, cursed be those people, they are condemned. Nobody likes to hear that. Who wants to preach on the condemnation of God? I had a lady not too long ago said, I think everybody's going to be all right. I think God's going to change His mind. I said, what? Oh, I think that's your thoughts. God is almighty. He never changes. His will is always true. He is faithful to the very end. You remember in Romans chapter 11, 22? Now, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. Who wants to hear that? Somebody said, preacher guy, why do you talk about the curses of God? Talk about the goodness of God always. Talk about the blessings of God. Now, I love to do that. But don't they go hand in hand? When a man stands before God in the day of judgment, and Guy McDaniel's preached, and he hadn't told him what God said for him to do, then that man's blood's on my shoulder. But Paul, remember, Paul could say in Acts chapter 20, I've not shunned to declare unto you the whole gospel of Christ. For now I am clear from the blood of all men. But you can't be that way unless you tell what God says. And then for people who will not do it and not obey it, then the severity of God is upon them. In Deuteronomy 29, there's a verse that Charlie Christopher and us, we both love. Many of you love it too, I'm sure, and that is the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But to those which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. And I want to go back just quickly to Deuteronomy 28. Did you know 68 verses in this? I started to ask Steve to even read the part of that to you. Since I didn't, I do want you to turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 28. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, I want you to notice, and just please listen to this real carefully, because I'm going to read it to you real quickly, okay? 68 verses. Oh, I'm not going to read all 68 verses, but look what it is. And listen to what God says. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. What a promise. What a blessing. Now listen. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, the flocks, the sheep. Blessed shall be the basket in thy store. Blessed shalt thou be which thou comest in. Blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And He shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee in a holy people unto Himself, as He hath sworn unto thee. It shall not, if He keep these commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in His ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. What else can God say? What is He saying? If you will listen to me, here's what I will do. Let me read a few more. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of the body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee His good treasure, the heaven to give thee rain unto thy land in this season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. Thou shalt lend to many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above all. And thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. That's here, Deuteronomy 28. Speaking to the children of Israel, the basis of the law. The blessings are here. Verse 14. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. In the next verse, the very next words of God, listen to what He says. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all His commandments and His statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. When you get time, read them all. Blessings, how God gives them. What will He do for the man who will read and study under the old law? Blessings. What will He do when an individual doesn't do the will of the Lord? cursings. Here the verse said, if thou wilt diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. But if you don't, here's what's going to happen. Hebrews 5:8-9 in the New Testament. The Bible says that Jesus has become the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. Do you think you can call Jesus Lord and not do what He says? Do we comprehend the fact that God is going to and say today, you can do anything you want to because God's not going to condemn anybody? He's never said that. And listen to what He says. Now therefore, if you indeed obey My voice and keep My covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to Me above all things. Three different dispensations. Number one, the first dispensation is called the patriarchal dispensation. Under that dispensation, not a single thing was written by God to the people. God spoke directly unto the fathers, who in turn then instructed the people. There was not a written law. Secondly, the Mosaic dispensation. That's when God made a law that was written. And the Bible tells us that it was made at Mount Sinai. And it was to the children of Israel. Under the patriarchal dispensation, the fathers were told what they were to do. And if they didn't do it, they were punished. Under the Mosaic dispensation, the Word of God that we just read told the people what they were to do. And if they didn't, they were punished. And now then, the New Covenant. We now have a New Covenant. The Christian dispensation. It's called the Latter Days. And in this, Acts 2:17, Joel 2:28, Isaiah 2:2, and Michael 4, verse, every one of those passages deal with the gospel dispensation. In the last days, the days you and I are living in. And I want to ask you a question. How does God deal with you and me today? I tell you, it's the same basic way. Different law. But the same thing is, you listen to Me, you obey My commandments, and if you don't, then you suffer the condemnation of God. Listen to Me, obey Me. But if you don't listen to Me, you reject Me, you reject My Word. God says, just like Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. That means they'll be condemned. That means they're going to be lost. Who said that? The Lord. Who can save you? Only the Lord. Whom does He say? Save those that listen, obey His will. Yes, the blessings all come from God. Now I want you to listen in conclusion this morning. There's shepherd of the sheep. And the Bible says, My sheep, Jesus said, hear My voice. What does it say? My sheep. Whose sheep? The Lord's sheep. What would they do? They hear My voice. What would they do then? They would follow Me, which is a basic principle upon which every dispensation has always been. When God speaks, you listen. And when you listen, you obey. And when you listen, you obey. You reap the benefits of the joy of having a faith in God. And you are rewarded therein. Now let me make a few applications and the sermon will be yours. Are you like some people who forsake the assemblies? Don't even go. What does the Word say? Are you listening? Hebrews 10, verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as the day approaches. Who's saying that? God. What are you doing? What am I doing with the assemblies? Are you like some people who fail to serve God faithfully? They'll do a little bit, but they won't give themselves completely. In Revelation 2, verse 10, The Bible says, be thou faithful unto death, even to the point of dying. And the Bible says, I will give thee the crown of life. Are you like some people who don't even pray? How often do you pray? And when you pray, do you speak words from your heart or just to memorize words that are almost vain and useless? 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 7, pray without ceasing. Are you like some people who love the world more than they love God? Their whole thoughts are simply upon pleasure, upon this old world, when God so clearly states in 1 John 2, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. We want to dress like the world. We want to talk like the world. We want to be with the world. But then we want God to save us eternally. What does He just say? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. You're going to leave this world and leave everything in it. Wow. Are you like some who try to serve God and the devil? Give them a little bit. They'll do a little. But they won't give everything to God. When the Bible tells us, no man can serve two masters, for either will hate the one and the other, or love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God in mammon. It cannot be done. You can't do it, and nobody else can do it. What's going to happen to those people who try to mix it up, give a little bit to God and a little bit to man, a little bit to themselves or to the devil? Are you like those sincerely, though, walking in the truth? You love the truth, and whenever you know you're not walking in the truth, you want somebody to tell you. You want some preacher or some mother, some father, somebody who loves you enough to tell you you're on your way to hell. That if you continue the way you're going, you'll never reach heaven. Strong, yes. But is it the truth? God says it. And only those who sincerely walk in the light. If you walk in the light, as He is in the light. We have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And I ask you in conclusion, are you today preparing to meet the One who spoke these words? We sing that beautiful song, Near My God to Thee. Nearer, my God, to Thee, nearer to Thee, even though it be a cross that raiseth me, still all my song shall be, nearer, my God, to Thee, nearer, God, my God, to Thee. How far away are you? Are you not a Christian? I hope you take the things that I've said this morning. I hope you'll listen, that you read this book that I'm preaching from. The words of the Lord. Go back to the patriarchal law. Go back to the Mosaic law. Come to the Christian law. Two things. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh unto God must believe that God is. He must believe that God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. What answer will you give Him for your life today? If you're not a Christian, I told my class about Mark's uncle, Monday morning, 7:45. Driving down Highway 72 on the way to work, 2 minutes away from his shop. Car comes out in front of him. Jimmy was hit by that car. Car turned over on his side. He was killed instantly. Had his memorial service yesterday. One of the saddest things was when his wife had to be told there was nothing at all that they could do to get him presentable for anyone to see. He was gone just like that. Wake up. This book is true. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto men once to die. And after this, the judgment, I believe it with all of my heart. That's why I want you this morning, if you've never obeyed the gospel, been baptized, arise, be baptized now. And I want you this morning, God desires for you, if you haven't lived faithfully in the service of the Lord, you're not ready to meet Jesus face to face today. Won't you get ready? Won't you obey Him? What answer will you give Him? If I can help you in any way at all, won't you come and obey the Lord while together we stand and while we sing?